Ben McCubbin talking with Carolyn Smith about her report on the Commonwealth Games 2014. It's a progress report on planning for the delivery of the 20th Games in Glasgow. Carolyn, what does your report look at?
The report's the first in a series of reports that will be looking at planning for the Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games. This one's taken an early assessment of the arrangements that the partners have put in place to manage and deliver the Games, including their approach to monitoring and controlling costs and managing risks.
What are the main findings in the report?
It's just under 5 years to go until this major event, and the organisers are making progress in key areas. But they've still got much to do. It's a complex project, and detailed planning at this stage is therefore crucial. A report highlighted that the budget might not be enough. This was top risk, and we've already seen it go up by $81 million this week. As public finances are already under pressure, it's essential that the organisers manage all the risks, including in keeping tight control over costs.
What are the recommendations in the report?
We've made a number of individual and joint recommendations for the organisers, and we'd like to see them accepting and implementing these. Our recommendations cover areas such as improving their planning by pulling together an overall plan for this complex project, and being clearer in how they're managing the responsibilities, particularly those tasks that they're jointly responsible for. We'd also like to see them regularly review the budget assumptions and continue to look at ways of making savings.
Your report highlights the risks in this really complex major project. Could you just tell us a bit more about those risks?
The top risk that we highlighted in the report was around the budget. Now, we've already seen the budget go up by around $81 million this week, and there's still some risks that that could increase even further. There's particularly some issues around trying to raise the private sector funding that's needed, particularly in this economic climate. Also, some of the early estimates that were made for the venues and other infrastructure projects were made like at really early stages, and so might not be realistic in the long term. For instance, we've seen that the National Indoor Sports Arena and the Velodrome projects already looking as though it's coming in around $16 million over budget, and that was due to some design changes and inflation. So all of these risks around the budget need to be managed. There's also some risks around the wider planning for the Games. All the partners are doing different things, and they need to coordinate their various plans to make sure that they're pulled together and that there's no gaps, that one partner thinks another partner is doing a task and there's gaps there. So it's important that they coordinate all the tasks and make sure that they're done in the right order as well. For instance, if a road needs to be dug up for light and utilities, then they only need to do that once. There's also a risk around the workforce, particularly around the risk of losing knowledge of key staff leave, and all of the partners should have plans in place to manage that risk, as they should for all of the other risks.
How does the planning for these Games compare with similar events, such as the London Olympics?
Well, I think it's difficult to directly compare the progress in planning for these Games to other Games, such as the Olympics. And one of the reasons for that is the lack of information available and timescales of previous Games for completing some of the key tasks. They're also all at different starting points. They've got different political and cultural arrangements that they need to consider for the Games. And that means their planning need to reflect those specific circumstances. I think it's also important to highlight, though, that the Commonwealth Games Federation is satisfied at this stage of the progress being made by the Glasgow Organising Committee and its partners.
The costs for these Games have already gone up by $81 million. How does the budget overrun here compare with similar events like the London Olympics, for example?
The experience of major events like this is there is often major cost overruns. For example, the Manchester Commonwealth Games in 2002 increased by about 120%. Delhi's Commonwealth Games, which has been held in 2010, is forecasting around a 280% increase in budget. And the Olympics 2012 latest forecast is sitting around 300%. So Glasgow's 22% compares with those other Games. I think it's important to highlight the Glasgow Games as earlier on in the planning, and it's very important that they get in place arrangements to properly control and manage that budget and keep a tight rein over the costs now.
Finally, just thinking about Audit Scotland's role in this, what's Audit Scotland going to be doing to follow up this report?
This is the first in a series of reports that we were looking at producing on planning for the Games. The next report we haven't set a date for as yet, but in the future we will be looking at the budget and particularly comparing the current estimate with the bid estimate and looking at the various controls that have been put in place to manage and control that budget. We'll also be looking at the arrangements for planning legacy.
Carolyn, thanks very much.